Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and we are here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the site of the USA Hockey Tier 1 Youth National Championships. And we have the great fortune today to be joined by Dave Klasnick, who is in charge of the Youth Council and oversees this wonderful event. And Dave is taking some time away from watching hockey to come and join us for a couple minutes and talk about the National Championships. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Harry, it's great to be with you, and it's fantastic what's going on here in Green Bay. We've been here a couple of times. We've had our Girls Championships here. We've also had our Youth Tier 2 here, but never our Tier 1 National group, and the volunteers are out in great numbers. We've got four rinks, three in one building and one just a few miles down the road, so it's just been a great day for hockey.
You know, Dave, you've been doing this a long time. What is it about the national championships that makes it just such a special event and such a marquee event in USA Hockey?
Well, I think there's many factors. I mean, certainly it starts with our players and our coaches who do such a great job in bringing young people up the road. Now we're at 14, 16, and 18U, so great for them. The volunteers across the country, when you think of the parents that whatever site we're in, what a great job they do. And I would be off the mark if I didn't mention grandparents. I mean, when you take a look at what happens with our technology and our website and people getting the scores and who scored and following the standing, it's electric. It's just great.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Dave, you mentioned that Green Bay has played host to nationals in the past. It's always a very big undertaking to host the national championships, but when you have a site like Green Bay with a great core group of volunteers and people, you know, who are dedicated, how does that help make the event even more special or come off without a hitch?
Yeah, I think, Harry, most of our listeners know this, but every year Youth Council gets a number of bids for our national championships, and every one of them is a tough choice, and Norm Spiegel heads up the group as a subcommittee and our national chairperson in making the selection and recommendations to our council. And it's great because parents and programs travel around the country and they say, well, wait a minute, maybe we should host. And one thing leads to another, and we get a lot of applicants that way, and can't say enough about the Green Bay people. In fact, all the sites this year in our championships, it's fantastic. And none of that happens with both our volunteers and our sponsors. And we're proud of Toyota, who the last number of years has been our key sponsor for our USA Hockey National Championships, and thanks to them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Dave, here in Green Bay, you know, it's great hockey. You got the Tier 1 and some awesome kids playing and some great teams, and you've got a lot of not only interested spectators, you've got a lot of college coaches, you've got a couple of NHL scouts, you've got junior guys. One of the things that's interesting about this year is the expanded tournament from 12 teams at each age division to 16 teams. Can you just talk a little bit about how that all came about and how that improves the overall quality of this tournament?
Yeah, the genesis of that, Harry, was now 3 years ago, we expanded our Tier 2 national championships, and we thought it was a great idea then to be more broad-based around our country. I think we have, when you look at registration, the majority of our athletes are in the Tier 2. Then it dawned on us at a council meeting, wait a minute, what do we want to do with Tier 1, and can't we expand that as well? And so we elected to do this for the first year, 16 teams up from 12. And we had a group, a committee that met with some what I call benchmarks and indices to determine who would be the four wildcard teams, taking us from 12 to 16. By all accounts, things have worked out great, and all the teams that are represented here, the four extra teams per level, couldn't be happier. And the competition here this afternoon has been great for day one.
That's what I was going to ask you next is, you know, I know we're only halfway through day one, but just some of your thoughts about what you've seen. We've had a lot of really close games. We've had a couple games go to shootouts. Just your overall thoughts on the quality of the tournament.
Yeah, the play by our athletes has been fantastic. And if I wouldn't mention, when I'm watching the on and off ice officials, who are a quiet majority, if I may, of watching the athletes perform because the focus is on them, what a great job they've done is too. And you highlight on the fact that we had two games go to overtime and then subsequently to shootouts. And there's pressure on the on ice officials to do it right by the athletes, and I'm here to report they did a great job.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, I know that this is a busy week for a lot of people within USA Hockey, and obviously you included. I know that you try, in your role as youth council chairman, to see as many of these sites as possible. Where do your journeys take you from here?
Well, a number of years ago, we started this idea of kind of traveling around, and I think a lot of our volunteers have taken hold of that idea. So it's pretty cool to do that and to participate. Plus, you want to go back and say to the volunteers at the different sites, you know, what a great job they are and done, and you want to show the imprimatur of the USA Hockey team. So we're going to spend the rest of the day here. We're going to go over, you and I, to the other rink and watch the 18U play this evening. Then tomorrow morning, a little bit here, then on to Boston. And we're excited about that because we've got our Tier 1 girls and women's there. And when you spoke of the college coaches that are here watching the boys play, I mean, I'm sure the Boston rink in Marlboro is just going to be jammed with our, you know, Big Ten coaches. Mark Johnson, as an example, is always there scouting for Wisconsin. So I know the girls are excited about that. So that'll be step two. We'll be doing that Thursday and Friday. And then if we get a chance, we're going to try to stop down to Reston, Virginia. I just kind of added that to my agenda, so we'll see how that all plays out.
Wow, sounds like it's a busy time for you. And then just finally, Dave, I know that over the course of the day, you're not only sitting in the stands watching hockey, you've been talking to a lot of people, both volunteers, parents, and things like that. Just what some of their impressions, what they've seen so far in the tournament.
It's funny. I mean, we talked about this, but a number of parents came up to me and talked about our ADM model and cross ice. And you think that some of the parents, especially of the 14U, they've got younger children that are playing all across our program. So it was refreshing to hear that. I had a chance to speak to our referees and our linesmen and thank them, and they're from all around. In fact, 11 of the 12 districts are represented here in Green Bay as the game officials, so that was pretty cool. I also talked to the Zamboni drivers, and they're concerned about the chill of ice and keeping it 25 degrees and an inch and a half thick, and the pressure's on them to do a good job. And of course, they're all excited and happy that the athletes are performing so well. So the whole family, if I may, all under the USA Hockey umbrella. And I can't say enough about all the people back in Colorado Springs that kind of make this all happen, not to mention the thousands of volunteers coast to coast that make USA Hockey the great organization that it is.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you know, you talk about all the volunteers. You're a volunteer. You give of your time and busy schedule to come out here and to be a part of this and to show your leadership. So thank you for everything that you do for USA Hockey. I know you thank a lot of other people, but thank you for everything you do, and safe travels the rest of the week.
Thanks, Harry, and thanks for having me on.
Great, and thanks everybody for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another USA Hockey Magazine podcast live from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.